He's back in the end zone.
Oh,
fumbled the football. It's on the ground in the end zone. And Kingsford has recovered for the touchdown.
Man, big Aaron Hughes. He tossed the guy right at Nate. That was just bad timing right there. That's all right. It's going to be a fumble. Kingsford's going to get it back.
So, to see who fell on that ball, I didn't.
It was, I think it was number 24, Wyatt Scott, it looked like, for Kingsford. Can't be for sure, though.
Well, that's not good.
It's not good at all.
Extra point attempt, placed down, kick is up high enough, long enough, straight enough, it is good, and the flag is down. We'll see what that's all about first. With 4:13 to go in the first, it's 13-6 Kingsford.
Let's see what the flag's for.
Right. They're running off the field. They're convinced it's against the Braves.
Oh, we have 12 people on the field.
Ah, geez. So that'll cost us on the kickoff. 14-6.
Yeah, we had 12 people there.
It was Noah Johnson who recovered the fumble. We were just talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his old man was actually polite.
He's talking. A great guy.
I know.
He's
I know.
A great guy. I saw him in track and wrestling and football, and I got to know him pretty well. He's a very good guy.
Yeah. Can't be overly nice to Kingsford, though, when they're beating us 14-6.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can tell right now, even just by having too many people on the field, we're nervous right now. We just need to lock in and just get our plays.
Yeah, we are playing lousy right now. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, we did not come out like we did the last 2 weeks.
No. So now Kingsford gets to kick off from the 35 rather than the 40.
Yep.
Well, let's see if we can take one back. 14-6 Flippers.
Looks like we do have Casey back there now, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's deep back
Is that that's Elliott?
That is at the 6-yard line. That's Vitz.
Well, I thought they would have put Casey back there.
I know.
Oh, we got Casey over there on the 20.
Oh, there he is. He's old. He's thinking it's going to be a shorter kick then.
Yeah, we don't have him deep like we usually do.
Venado's out there along with Berthume. Berthume standing at about the 17. Who's that on the near side? Is that Ketchum at the 19?
Yep, that's Ketchum right there.
Isaac at the 19. So Kingsford kicking from the 40. I guess they waved off the penalty there.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
This kick end over end.
Right to Isaac Ketchum.
Ketchum up the left side, gets across the 30 and is chopped down. And that's where the Braves will have to start.
Yeah, I mean, he got a few there, but, you know, those guys, they were right there. Kingsford's got a fast team.
Well, you know what? It's a one possession game.
It is.
You know?
And we gotta play like it. You know, I can tell. Gladstone's slow. We gotta speed it up right now.
The ball's at the 30 for the Braves. In their own territory. They got plenty of weapons to hang with this Kingsford team, but they've...
We got just, trips on the near side.
Yeah, the first time this game they've done that, spread it out.
Looks like Nate, he's in the shotgun. He might go for a pass here.
26-yard line, gives it up the middle instead, and not
gets
much.
Tripped up.
Yep. They're trying to get the run game established, but Salas is just unable to break free. He got 3 yards there.
Well, it looks like our line's having a hard time up front because the gaps they're creating aren't very large.
Second down.
We get those blocks, and it'll give us some really good room.
You got about 3 on the play. Second down, 7. Braves, 34-yard line. 3:42 and running. First quarter, Kingsford ahead 14-6.
We're going to be running trips again near side of the field.
Just one man in the slot to the left. Young in the shotgun with Salas in the backfield with him. And backpedaling is Young. He's got some time. Now it breaks down. He scrambles to the left side, and now he's going to run. Nate Young across the 35, the 40-yard line, and out of bounds. He hops on top of their bench and goes
Big
to the
hit,
track.
Though. Did you see that? Nate just took that hit, didn't even get affected by it.
Yeah, he just kept going.
I mean, yeah, he didn't stop. The other guy, I mean, holy.
Gain of 16 for Nate. He's
amazing
been our
run there. That was smart, too, because he knew he didn't have anything open there.
Nope. And once they all sold out to try to sack him, he just used his feet, got to the outside, and now the ball's at the 50.
Well, that's better than being back where we were.
Yep. Braves turned it over on their last possession in the end zone for a touchdown. Now they're trying to get that back here late in the first quarter, down 14-6. Nate in the gun, gives it to Terry. Terry ripped down in the backfield. Boy, we're just not able to run at all.
Yeah, our run game is having a hard time right now.
Good tackle there by Garrett Veal, number 56. And a loss of 2 yards on the play for Salas, who in this game, I think he probably has negative yardage.
Yeah, I think the runs he's had hasn't gone well so far.
Negative two again, plus five. Yep, that's negative one. I'm not a math major, but I can tell you that much.
We're just going to have a receiver each side of the field here. Nate's in the shotgun with some guys in the backfield.
It's second down and 12 yards to go. Braves on the 48. Nate?
It's going to be a toss.
Oh, he tossed it and tossed it to the wrong, to not Elliott, but Kingsford
to Noah.
Get it. Noah.
That's Noah Johnson. He
again.
Tossed it right to him. Man.
Another turnover, and the Braves having a very rough. That play is supposed to be a little toss to Elliott Vitadeau. We've seen him run it dozens of times the last 2 years.
And it did not work. I mean, Nate, he must have got confused. He just threw it, and people were not where they needed to be. And when mistakes like that happen, you know.
They have changed it to an incomplete forward pass, so it is not a turnover.
Oh, that's good.
Third and 12. Boy, that was
scary for a second. We got trips again near side.
Third and long again for the Braves. Young stands at the 40. Heaves it long up the left side. And Caden Gibbs again. First down, Braves.
Let's go. Caden, but you know, man, you cannot have only one person on Caden.
That is
amazing catch.
Third down and 12, and they convert. And it's been Gibbs with his third long reception of the game. This one down to the 20-yard line of the Kingsford Flivers, a gain of 32. And Young, he's been on target.
He has.
With these throws, but he's just got to get time.
He needs the time, yeah.
They're at the Kingsford 20. First down at 10. Yep, three receivers near side. Young in the gun at the 20.
Nate's going to run it.
Quarterback draw. Gets to the middle of the field. 15-yard line. Puts his head down to the 14.
Six. The ball carrier, Nate Young.
A gain of about six. They're going to move him back to the 15. So give him five.
You know, for Nate, being in the first quarter, you know, he's already had, you know, quite a few big hits. I mean.
Yeah. Well, he knew he was going to probably need some ice on the bus ride home.
Yeah,
coming over here.
Some ibuprofen, huh?
That too. He may have already taken some of that.
Yeah.
All right, so it is second down and five at the Kingsford 15. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Flivers 14, Braves 6.
Got two in the backfield and receivers on each side.
Nate Young.
It's going to be a handover to
Gives
Austin.
It to Salas. Salas cuts to the outside, 15 to the 10. Puts his shoulder down,
and
goes to the end zone.
Run it into the house.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves!
Great run right there.
Finally, Austin Salas was able to get free.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him there. He was just cutting through people, and he had it right there. Amazing run by him.
And so the Braves now need a two-point conversion to get this thing back to even. And honestly, as lousy as they've played in this first quarter, to be tied with the Flivers, that would be a blessing.
Yeah, it's surprising with the mistakes we've made. But you know what? It's good. It's good. Hopefully it'll give us some more energy in this next quarter.
A flag before they even put it down. It's against Kingsford, which will put the ball on the 1 yard line.
Oh, face mask.
Yeah. I didn't see him grab Caden's face mask or Salas's face mask, but.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but.
Well, the refs did. The ball's just inside the 2 yard line now.
We'll take it.
Well, yep. Is this one of those passes in the back of the end zone to Caden Gibbs that we like to run on this play, or is it just.
I can't tell you.
Nate going up the middle. They're on the 1.5 yard line, and now a whistle. Jeez.
Caden, he started a little early there.
Yeah, then I guess we know what the play was going to be, right?
It was going to go to Caden.
So another penalty. Boy, they're just kicking themselves.
They're stepping on their own feet. Really good calls, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you move like that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're an end, too. where
yeah, I mean,
you can't hide.
It's so obvious.
Yeah. Big guy like you in there moves, maybe you could, there's a couple guys
I
around.
I got away with it a few times.
I know. Well, so now the ball's back at the 7-yard line. And now Nate Young.
We're going to run trips on the near side of the field this
time.
This
is for the tie. Now another penalty. Oh, my goodness. Is this one on them, though?
I think he pointed towards us.
What do we do? Another false start. Boy, this is really ugly. Wow.
Come on, man.
Come on, is right. So all the way back to the 12-yard line. I mean, these are important points. You know, we don't,
want this, too.
Yeah. I mean, we don't kick. I mean, well, we did last week after the game was pretty much decided there against
the
Guiding.
But it can't come down to it because we know that Kingsford has a really good kicker.
Yep. He's made two already. Now the ball all the way back to the 12-yard line for this two-point conversion. And Nate Young calling out the signals, gets the playoff. Here comes the blitz. He'll have nowhere to go. He dumps it off. It's intercepted. And that's the end of the play. Well, they knew it was going to be a pass, right? And so they just brought everybody.
Yeah, you could see the ends. They were just ready to run straight at Nate there, and that's what they did, number 24 and 34.
14-12, Kingsford with the lead. We're back in 30.
We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County. Unlock the door to your perfect place. We'll help you find just the right space. Call the experts in Realty. You'll get better marketing strategies. We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County.
Well, Kingsford Flivers with a 14-12 lead over the Gladstone Braves here. Still 1:28 to go in a very long first quarter. And the halftime show is going to be long as well as they honor the 1993 Flivver team.
Right, well, up the middle.
Just kind of pooched it up the middle. Oh, was his knee down? I think it was. Knee was down, and Kingsford's going to start back on their own 25.
Yeah, he kneeled down to grab it because it was a really low kick, and they're going to call that.
Tell you what, that was close.
That was, yeah.
They're going to be back on their own, actually, their own 18. That's a big mistake because he had some room. He was probably going to get out over the 30 at least. Maybe
40. But, I mean, if you saw it, I did. He did kneel down for that ball, and that's we're calling on a knee.
Referees right there on the call, Eastern UP crew here tonight. From the 17, that's where Kingsford starts. Braves need a defensive stop right here. The give is to the
right
big guy.
Rouse
plows forward for 8 up to the 25. Nobody from Negaunee and nobody from Marquette could run on us like this. But, again, their guys, you know, Lacar's a pretty good runner, and so is Welch for Marquette, but they're small.
Yeah, I mean, this Rouse guy, he is no joke. He, you know, big guy. It's going to be hard to stop him, and he's very fast. But I feel like if we just, you know, focus up here, we can get some stops.
It's a big run for Kingsford on 1st and 10 from their own 17. They ended up with 8 yards on that.
Yeah. To Rouse again.
And he runs near side. This time they gang tackle him, and down he goes. He may still have the first down, though. Caden Gibbs got a piece of him. So did Austin Salas.
Yep.
And they did stop him a little bit shy.
I think Nate was there, too, even.
Yeah. They kind of knew where it was going to go, kind of like where they knew where our two-point play was going to go.
Yeah, wasn't too obvious, hey?
No. Well, they need about a half yard here, Gav. They 22 seconds, they can let it run out.
They might just go for the small yardage.
Yeah, they're just going to take the play right now rather than wait. Third down and inches for Kingsford on their own 27.
Oh,
no, they are going to run it out. Yeah, 4 seconds. They'll take it to the quarter. And we've played one here at Flivver Field on a Friday night, a beautiful Friday night weather-wise. And Kingsford Flivvers with a 14-12 lead over the Gladstone Braves. We're back to Flivver Field in 60 seconds.
Does peace of mind have a name? Can confidence and trust be summed up in a word or two? Can innovation really mean security? At Pomp's Tires of Escanaba, they have people that are working diligently every day to keep your family safe with tires, brakes, and auto repairs. It's all to ensure that your family is riding on the safest, most durable tires ever made. Peace of mind does have a name, and it's Pomp's Tires.
Today, more and more people are pre-planning their funerals. Pre-planning or pre-arranging is simply taking care of your funeral details before the need arises. This could include everything from choice of service to choice of burial or cremation. Find out more today. Just call, stop by, or visit SkratskyFuneralHomes.com.
Skratsky Family Funeral Homes.
All right, Kingsford Flivers have a third down and one, and they'll run it up the middle and get the first down with guess who?
Eliza Rouse.
Yep, Eliza Rouse.
Austin Solis is down here.
Oh, that's not good. And he gets up. He's like, up. He's like, I'm good. Like,
he's
catch him.
The adrenaline rolling is what it seems like.
Oh, catch him was like motioning for the sideline to come over pretty frantically, too. I'm like, uh-oh. And then he gets up and he's like,
Austin's a tough guy. He really is.
Another wrestler.
Oh, yeah, another wrestler. Really good one, too.
Four-yard gain for Rouse, though, so he got them out of trouble from that knee on the ground on the kickoff.
Yep.
So from the 17, now they get to the 30 and have room to operate here. Nick Navarro, the quarterback.
Double receivers far side of the field here.
And now they have problems, and Coach Navarro gets the timeout, and he is storming out there to the huddle. He is not happy. He calls the timeout. And he's going to look right in his son's eyes and say, what the beep?
Yep, something wasn't right there.
No. So Kingsford, this could be interesting going to halftime. They're down to one timeout.
Yeah, they are. They've used, quite a few already.
They've
surprising.
Used two of them.
Usually you see them more towards the end of the second quarter, but.
Yep. But they're only going to have one left for the stretch drive going into halftime. Coming up at halftime, my interviews with Aaron Hughes and Vinny Howes. As we play week three here at Flivver Field, the lights are not on yet. It's sunny here in Kingsford, although the large grandstand of the press box on top has put shadows on the field from the 20-yard line to the other 20, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little place up here.
Yeah, I like it. These chairs are comfy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take one back with me to Gladstone.
I don't know if you can get away with that
I don't
one.
Think they'd let me go down those bleachers with them. First and 10.
Right.
Rouse to the left, across the 35.
Oh,
did he just run a guy over or what?
Oh, he did. That was Nehemiah Blair and got stiff-armed straight to the grass.
And a first down run for Rouse across the 40 to the 45-yard line, a gain of 15. He's over 100 yards now. We didn't have anybody come close to running 100 yards against us in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean... He's playing well. He's playing very, very well tonight.
And so it's first down and 10 again for Kingsford at the 45 as they've broke off two straight first downs after the Braves got him on Austin Solis' touchdown. 14-12 the score.
Looks like they're going to be pretty quick on the down here.
Ball's on the left hash mark as they go left to right. Now Navarro's trying to get his guys in the right spot. They weren't lined up right. Now
it's motion.
Yeah, there's nobody. They're really confused, but Rouse up the middle, he's tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. You know, I think it's going to end up coming down to somebody other than Rouse because eventually the Braves are not going to let him keep getting the ball.
Well, what are they going to do to stop him, though? We got to figure that out, and we have to do it to then see what else they're going to plan here.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, last year people said the same thing about Big Putch, too, right? And we just kept giving it to him.
Yeah. And, I mean, with how it's going, they might just do that all night.
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I wouldn't change it.
I wouldn't either.
Second down and 8, Kingsford at the 47. Long snap count. He gives it again to Rouse up the middle. Just plows his way forward. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. He is carrying guys across the 35 to the Braves 33. Unreal.
I mean, that just shows. You just give him the ball.
Yep. I retract what I just said about 80 seconds ago. But, you know, that's just...
He's coming off the field now.
Well, he's probably tired. He's done every play.
Yeah, look at him. sitting down getting a drink.
Like you said, he's a big boy. He just got 18 yards on that on his own.
Yeah, I mean, and he